If you could have a choice, who would you rather have, Hazard or Silva?
Well, you're making Sophie's choice, Rob, aren't we? I mean, look, incredible talents. I think at the moment, Eden Hazard's the third best player in the world. I've seen performances this year that have convinced me that he's moved to a level that makes him as good as anybody I've seen. In his position, I'd say he's the best. His performance is running at people and just instinctive, OK, goals, he's introduced more into his game. He's frightening the life out of people. Yeah. Every time a fullback comes up against him, like now, you don't know what way he's going to go. Mm. He then will shimmy another way, like he's hit it. He's got so much ability and I think a confidence as well.
I can't disagree with that argument, but at the same time, I think David Silva, you look at Man City's comeback against Chelsea this season, in terms of the points that they've gained since he came back in the team and his goals that he scored and the influence that he has over a game. Certainly there's not a lot in it, whichever way you look at it. But David Silva for Manchester City is the player that makes them tick, the player that gets in the little pockets, picks it up, can retain possession when the ball, when it's really tight and he's under pressure, manipulate the ball, play people in, keep it going and score goals and create clever passes going forward for the centre-forwards, i.e. Aguero's or Dzeko's, whoever's playing. So, he's a massively important player for City.
Is it right to say he makes Manchester City tick then? Yeah. And as we saw in the Arsenal game in particular, they were pretty effective at stopping him. Is that a key in this game? How do you stop him?
Without a doubt. I mean, City will have the same thoughts over Hazard, won't they? What's Zabaleta? Can he keep him quiet? And if you're looking at where, if you give certain players time on the ball, in big games, they'll hurt you. So they will identify David Silva as a player they've got to keep quiet.
Will they look at that Arsenal game then? Will they look at that Arsenal game and say, this is how Arsenal stopped him?
Okay, without man-to-man marking, every time he got the ball, they had someone close to him and they robbed possession of him so often and it worked brilliantly. Now, Mourinho would look at Silva and go, I ain't going to let him play. I'm not going to let him dictate the pace of the game. He's a magician. Yeah. If you give him time, like Walshy said, he'll hurt you. Yeah. So they have to do that.
But we're back to how Chelsea are going to play then, aren't we? About, do they sit a little bit tighter and deeper and don't let him have that space and deny him and make him go in other positions where he's not as effective?
Or Is he so good that does influence
Listen, the best players in the world sometimes struggle with that. I mean, I've seen Lionel Messi struggle when the teams have just sat there. I remember Chelsea just sitting there and making it a nightmare for him.
You've given us the hardest choice we probably could have had. Yeah.
Well, that's why we're doing it, Tony.
I just look at Hazard and I think, what would you pay for him in a transfer market? What would his value be now? And I probably don't think you'd get him for under 80 million. I really seriously think that's where he's got to. I watched the lad at Lille and I knew he was at Lille and I thought, what a good player. But the level he was at, he was certainly the best in that company. Then he got to Chelsea. Didn't instinctively just happen straight away. But he's got better and better. Yeah. Now he's become nearly unplayable.
It's the work rate that he puts in as well. Because when he first came to Chelsea, perhaps his tracking back wasn't what Jose Mourinho wanted. He's worked on that. Does that make him a better player than Silva because he puts in that extra work? Or does that not count?
Well, no, because he plays out in a wider positions and normally you've got fullbacks going the other way. I mean, Mourinho's imposed on him that he's got to do his job going that way. Other managers may try and sort of relieve him of that duty a little bit and try and get someone else to compensate and fill in and do that job. But he's demanded that work rate from the wider players, Mourinho, and you either buy into that or you fall foul of him. And when you're a top player, you buy into
it. Fair play to him.
Yeah,
fair play to him. He could have.
There's been a couple of games where he switched off.
But I think overall, I think he's absolutely bought into his duty as not only as a forward but as a defensive duty for his team. He's helping out his forward. Yeah. I can't wait to see Zabaleta against him. Yeah. Two great work rates. Well, Zabaleta don't get taken by many.
No, he don't. But I think Hazard's one of the few that has got the better of him, and so that would be a really key battle as well.